as we're recording this episode, it is the 12th of September 2022. Normally, Sean and I would open the episode with a light-hearted, happy, insert stupid or not so stupid, or not so comical rather, National Day or International Day of something. But since Canada is part of the Commonwealth, we would like to, I would like to anyway. I don't think Sean minds either way. I think it's appropriate. That's probably a good way to put it. I think it is appropriate to issue our condolences to Canada as the Queen Elizabeth II has sadly passed away after 70 years of her rule or her reign. Is that appropriate?
Yeah,
it's. I don't mean to laugh. It's more so that I briefed Sean on this, and Sean was like, "Oh, yeah, I guess so."
Yes.
Now, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, he has actually, when the news was made public, he did actually make a speech about it, and he mentioned that the Queen was one of his favorite people, and he genuinely looked distraught because as a prime minister of a country within the Commonwealth, he would have met the Queen. But something that I didn't know up until a little while ago was that Justin Trudeau, I'm so sorry, Canadians, if I'm not pronouncing that correctly, if my pronunciation is terrible, please tell me. I'm sorry. But apparently the current Prime Minister of Canada, he actually met the Queen when he was a child because his father, Pierre Trudeau, was the Prime Minister when he was a child. So his history with the Queen goes back quite a bit. What are your thoughts on the Queen, Sean? I'd love to hear them.
I think it's sad she's passed. I mean, I don't really have much thought to it other than that. It's just, it's sad.
Just an FYI for everybody, Sean's mum is actually English. And I feel like I know more about the monarchy than Sean does. If anyone thinks that's wrong, comment below if this is a YouTube episode. If this is a YouTube video.
I don't know. I don't know if my mum cares that much about the Queen's death either, really. I don't know.
I think it's interesting. I was in the city yesterday. They announced, because I was going into the Opera House to see Phantom of the Opera at the Sydney Opera House, which, by the way, Sydney siders, please go in and see Phantom of the Opera. It's so good. It's pretty much like an episode of Drag Race, but it's set in Victorian times. It's so good. Come on, get into it. And except it's a lot more gothy and just dramatic. It's so wonderful. But yeah, it was interesting because they announced on Friday that they were going to do the proclamation of the king, who is King Charles now. Did you know that that he's a king, Sean?
Yes, I've heard this.
Who'd you hear that from? I'd like to know.
I don't know, the news.
Okay. anyway. The news told me, a reliable source told me.
No specific news outlet, just the news. So I think there is a news.com out there, but
there's news.com.au. Yeah, for Australians. But I thought it was interesting because Australia, I don't know if many, I think the world would know this, that Australia is actually part of the monarchy as well and part of the Commonwealth. A lot of deliberation as to whether or not we'll remain under the Commonwealth, but I guess that's, you know, we'll talk about it in Australia because we'll record that straight after this. Sean's like, great. But I did think it was quite interesting yesterday when I went into the city, they had announced that it was going to be free public transport because they were going to announce a proclamation of the king at Parliament House in Sydney.
Yeah, I got a notification from that, from the Opal app.
The traffic getting into the city, because we drove, the traffic once you hit Wattle Road or Wattle Street, I can't remember, was insane. I actually didn't think that many Australians under the age of 60 would have cared. You know what I mean? I just thought it was very, I thought it was very, very interesting. But my father-in-law is actually in London at the moment, and he sent a video of him lining up outside Buckingham Palace and waving King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla as they arrived at Buckingham Palace once the, because the body of Queen Elizabeth is traveling from, well, has traveled from Edinburgh to London. But yeah, it's very interesting. The reactions are very interesting. But, you know, I don't, I look, we'll get into the episode in a sec, but condolences to Canada, because your Prime Minister says that, you know, that was her, that was his, one of his favorite people. So I assume that she had a tremendous impact on Canadians. So, you know, and with that, this is the final episode of Canada's season four. So do you think it's a bit ironic that
Very.
the Queen Elizabeth dies, and in this episode we're queening and we're crowning a new queen?
Yes, but season three, though.
Oh, did I say season four? Season three. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know why? Because I have it paused in the background. It says final four. And I saw the number four and I was like, oh, this is it. Season four. It's
No,
not.
not yet.
But yeah, we'll move on from the Queen. But yes, condolences to Canada.
Yeah, wear black
God
if
save
you
the King.
want, you know,
Actually,
live for it.
one thing I would be interested in hearing, if we do have Canadian listeners, which the Anchor app is telling me that we do, so don't lie, don't hide in shame. If you're listening to this, drop us a line. Bring us, bring back the, oh my God, I forgot the name of the podcast. Bring back the mustard at gmail.com. Otherwise, hit us up on Instagram, bring back the mustard, and let us know what, how you actually feel about the whole passing of the Queens. I know in Australia we're very torn. There's what they're sort of describing Australia as, whilst we want to be a republic, we are Elizabethans. As in, we loved Elizabeth, not so much the monarchy. So I'd be interested
That
to
would make
see if
sense.
Canada's in the same sort of boat as us.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know that too. Seems like we have like a fair bit in common with Canada.
Generally, when they're referring to when they're comparing sort of Australia's the Australian economy, a good comparison is Canada. Like, we're most comparable with the Canadian economy, from what I understand. So when it comes to inflation, when it comes to property, retail, blah 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 blah, we're quite aligned with them. Just a little, I thought it would have been New Zealand, but apparently not. Apparently it's Canada. How interesting. Anyway, let's jump into some gay shit, shall we? Right, we have our top four. We have Miss Fearsalicious, Shada Hudson, Kimmy Couture, and Giselle Lullaby. Now, Sean, think back to the very first episode of Canada's Drag Race season three. Was this the top four that you envisioned?
Not entirely, actually.
Who'd you think?
In the beginning, I think I expected Lady Boom Boom.
Yes, okay.
Think I expected her. Who else? But I probably thought Bombay a little bit. And then I thought, yeah, they were probably the only two I kind of saw maybe going the whole way. The
Okay.
others are kind of, oh, actually, maybe Vivian as well.
I think I have to, was Giselle there?
Maybe. I don't know if I was decided in the first episode.
Okay.
I think once she won it, one I think once she won a challenge, I was like, okay, I can see her going the whole way.
Okay. I thought who I thought was going to be in the top four, Giselle Lullaby, Vivian Vanderpuss, Lady Boom Boom, and Hilal Bey. That's who I thought were going to be the top four. Because I just thought that they were all unique, but also they came in so strong. Just I'm thinking of like,
Like
I'm
how they
thinking of like the
entered.
entrance. I'm not thinking like the end of episode one.
Yeah.
to be honest, the other, I mean, when I say the other three queens, Giselle Lullaby, she's my favorite this season. I thought the other queens, as the competition progressed, it was the highs and lows. There was very tumult. Like, it was when they were low, they were low. When they were high, they were high. So that's where I was like, I don't know if this is there. There was a bit of instability there.
Yeah.
What I mean, like, you can argue that Giselle Lullaby was in the bottom at one point, but she was in the bottom right towards the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she had a strong run like pretty much the whole way through. I think Kimmy Couture sort of had like actually she had a strong run at the beginning, maybe after the first or second episode, and then it was kind of up and down. But then, yeah, Miss Fiercelicious was like the biggest turnaround.
Yeah, I think so for sure. She almost had this like Adore Delano
Like a
storyline.
redemption,
And I don't
almost.
mean, look, they're very different personalities, obviously, but
Yeah.
you kind of like, you always sort of, Adore Delano, you were always rooting for her, even though clearly she wasn't the best. She did have some sort of redeeming charisma, is probably the best way to put it. And also, you couldn't deny that she was talented. Miss Fiercelicious, I think she did have a bit of a villain's edit at the beginning, but they did turn that around when she kind of clocked that that's what was going to happen. And
Yeah.
she changed that storyline for herself. And again, the second challenge, she almost won. As much as that episode, she was really, I would say, vindictive towards Kimmy Couture. There's no two ways about it. It was really bitchy and just really, really vindictive. In the way that she was just sort of poking and prodding and
Yeah.
really just bullying Kimmy when that should be her teammate. At the end of that episode, she did almost win. You know,
Yeah.
she was pretty much like, even in Snatch Game, like I always say, Kardashians are not funny.
Yeah, she did
That
well
Snatch
there.
Game was great.
Yeah, I think that was the episode she apologized to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did well as Kourtney Kardashian, which is surprising.
The episodes that Miss Fiercelicious, where she either won or was very close to the top, I think the other queens underestimated her because she had previously been very sulky and very obviously driving that villain storyline.
Yeah.
You can't deny that the bitch isn't talented. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah, and she's brought really good looks like overall as well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's been such a diverse range of looks as
Yeah.
well.
I would say that even if she won this episode, I wanted Giselle to win. She is my favorite. She literally, it's very rare that a queen on the show actually literally, like, okay, my husband loves her. He won't use those words, but when we were watching Giselle Lullaby on Snatch Game, whenever he saw her in an acting challenge walking down the runway, he would literally laugh out loud, like guttural male laugh. So that to me shows that, you don't have to be a lover of Drag Race to be like, oh, hey, this person's talented, clever, intelligent, funny. So she was my favorite. But if Miss Fiercelicious won, I wouldn't be mad either.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was annoying at first, but give credit where credit's due, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We open now. We don't have a mini challenge. Oh, wait. Would you call this a mini challenge? I don't know if you'd call this a mini challenge. It's a photo shoot. Yeah, you gotta have scones, you gotta have cakes, and you gotta like, and if you're gonna do little like crackers and sandwich, you better give me cream cheese and salmon. I went to a high tea once and it was just the driest scones I've ever had in my life, but they were drier than my sense of humor. And just ham and cheese sandwiches. And I'm like, I literally get a ham and cheese toastie from McDonald's, I reckon, 4 times a week. Why have I paid $80 to have this sandwich? You know
Yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, at least a bit of variety with like the sweet the sweet stuff. Yeah. Like a nice cup, like one nice cupcake in there at least, or like, yeah. Something to make, yeah. Just a bit of variety. Yeah, it's usually always just like one thing. You're like, oh, okay.
No, nah, give me a mix.
Yeah, we need a mix.
Macaron, yeah. Give me
Yeah,
the sweet
macarons.
and the
Yeah.
savory.
Yeah.
Do you know what savory is, Sean?
Oh, it's anything that has salt on it, apparently.
Oh my God, you're so.
According to someone.
Sean visited my house the other day and we somehow, I don't even know how we got into it, but we were talking about sweet and savory and he didn't know what savory meant. I'm like, oh, savory, it's the opposite of like sweet. It's generally meaning like, you know, so, like salt, more saltier food. So like pasta or, you know, bacon or whatever. And he's like, oh, so it's food with salt on it. And I'm like, I mean, it's a bit more complex than that, but just sure.
Well, that was what you said. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we had this discussion. I did not know what savory was. I think I was just saying because we were talking about what's it, croutons, or that like
Oh
that
yeah, a
thing,
friend of ours ordered this stupid thing. It was like a croffle.
a croffle.
And
Yeah.
it said it was a croissant waffle. You
Yeah,
said something
croissant
like
waffle. Yeah.
yeah. But I asked James, actually I saw James on Saturday and I asked him, like, so did it have any elements of a croissant or a waffle? And he's like, there were no elements of a croissant. It was just a waffle in a weird shape.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I was like, okay, well, I have a SpongeBob waffle maker where you put the waffle batter in and then it makes it into the shape of SpongeBob SquarePants' face. Are you telling me that that's a croffle? Because it's a weird shape. So stupid. Just don't name things that are just not, yeah. So,
Yeah.
but anyway, who did you think from the little photo shoot, back to the actual photo shoot, I thought it was quite predictable but also very sweet that they had Kimmy Couture come out last because, you know, that's Isis. That's you're sorry. Isis is Kimmy's drag mum.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured they were going to make a moment of that.
Yeah. And she was like, oh my God, you made it into the top four. And then Isis said, but unfortunately, you're not going to win. So
Didn't say
she did say that. She said that with her eyes.
that.
She didn't say that.
She was like, "Were you in the bottom?" And then she was like, "Yeah, twice." And she was like, "Okay, you're like me."
Oh, yeah, because Isis was in the bottom twice. Hey.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
she had more wins, but she was in the bottom twice.
Yeah, but I mean, when she was in the bottom, those queens are dead now.
Yeah.
She killed them. Yeah, I mean, debatably, I think Pythia should have won her season, but you know, I still loved Isis, so who gives a shit? I mean, Pythia does, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I liked both those queens. They're both good.
I did have a laugh when Giselle told Isis, oh, I won Snatch Game, and Isis is like, oh my God, who did you
Yeah.
do? And she's like, Marie Curie, and she's like, the fuck is Marie Curie? And she's like, oh, she invented radium. And then she's like, the fuck is radium? And I'm like, oh my God. But you know,
Yeah.
it was still fun. Who did
No.
you think was going to win this? Well, not win. Who did you think was going to have the best photo? I don't even know if you call this a mini challenge or not.
Yeah, it's not like a real mini challenge. It's just when they lightly reference.
Yeah. Who did you think was
Or
going to have
it's
the
like a
best photo?
rite of passage for making it to the finale. That's really what I feel like it actually is.
Who did you think was going to get the best photo out of this?
Don't know.
Okay.
Maybe
Nice and
Giselle.
decisive as per usual.
I'd say Giselle. Giselle's look was the best.
I thought Miss Fearsalicious was going to have the best photo just because she's used to social media and, you know, filming herself, capturing herself. So I was like, she knows how to look on a camera.
Yeah, she is good for a photo.
You know, so I don't know. And Isis was like, oh my God, you're so cute, like talking about Miss Fearsalicious. And I was thinking, I'm like, yeah, it's interesting how you can have a limited exposure with, isn't it funny? You have like limited exposure with one person and you're just like, oh, this is who they are. Meanwhile, if she'd been there the whole competition, she would have been like, oh, this bitch is shower. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just kind of go, it kind of goes to show that first impressions do mean something.
Yeah.
You've only got one chance to make a first impression. You can be a dick after that.
Although she's meeting, I mean, yeah, it's a bit different too, because like she's not in competition with her. She's like just the nice winner she gets to meet.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a very different exchange. The
Sure.
right word for it, yeah. Encounter.
Encounter.
Yeah.
Like at the zoo, when you pay certain money to pat a certain animal, that's what this was.
A meeting exchange.
We go to the queens in the workroom. They have been given a Brooklyn Heights song. Talented musician, Brooklyn Heights. I say that with a tongue firmly pressed into my cheek. Brooklyn has recorded this song, and the girls have to record their own. They have to write and record a vocal using their own lyrics.
Yes.
And they have to write their own lyrics. They have to record them singing or rapping those lyrics to the track, and then they need to perform that in the form of a lip sync with choreography, where Hollywood Jade will be choreographing them. Straight up, who did you think was going to do well? Because I don't actually think they have a winner of this challenge, so to speak.
Yeah, they don't have an official winner, but
And who do you think was going to suck? And you have to say, I thought this queen was going to suck.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. It's the rules of this podcast. Okay, fine. Don't do that because I don't condone bullying.
I
Don't be
thought
rude, Sean. Just say who you thought wasn't going to succeed as well as some other queens. That's all you have to say. You don't have to be a dick about it.
I mean, actually, funnily, I don't know what I thought Fearsalicious's verse writing was going to be like. That's probably the main one I was kind of like, I don't know. Oh, and Giselle.
Yeah.
Giselle's always, I mean, Giselle is always uncomfortable with singing stuff, but
Yeah,
yeah.
I actually thought Giselle was going to do well because I find with these challenges at the end that I find them easier. And the reason why I find them easier, well, they come across as easier because you can literally do whatever you want. And as it, have you ever seen an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race or Canada's Drag Race or whatever drag race where at the end they have to do this challenge? Because this is generally always the challenge that they do right at the end.
Yeah.
When have you heard the judges go, look, that was unacceptable and it was bad and terrible? When have they said that?
Well, they never do.
They always find redeeming qualities, even if it's just, you turned up. So he gives a shit. You could literally just go into the microphone and just be like, I am a drag queen. 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 He gives a shit.
Final four.
Final four. What am I here for? Like, it's always something like that.
I am a queen.
I am
Drag
a queen,
queen.
you are a queen, I am a queen, and I am a whatever. It's always fairly.
Is my verse.
Yeah. Oh, if what would your lyrics be if you had to write lyrics?
Don't know. I'd come up with something stupid with my name, probably.
Okay. You're smiling off into the distance, like.
I don't know. I'm good at coming up with something stupid off the bat. I don't know what I'd actually want to
Okay.
do. Yeah.
Gooder.
What would you do?
I would probably write something like, oh, look at me in the top. I'm gonna win and you're probably not. what else would I say? I'm pretty good. I'm not the best. I'm not detox, but I'm better than the rest, or some shit. Or I'd be like a real smart ass and I'd be like, "Ooh, I know how to ride. Oh, did you know that I can sing?"
Yeah, that I'd love to do like a little one singing line, but then rap the rest of it.
I would not
That'd
rap
be fun.
any of it. Actually, that's probably what I would do. That would be funnier. I'd write a verse about how shit I am at rapping, but I would sing it so good. I'd do so many runs. I'd flick in a head voice, chest voice. I would, just like jump around all over the place and make sure that I'm totally pitch perfect. So then, like, it doesn't matter how much I'm like shitting on myself, I'm brilliant. You know what I mean? That's just me.
You should put "That's just me" as one of the rap lines as well. You say that a
Just...
lot.
Do I?
That's just me. That
Well,
actually worked
I have
well.
different opinions compared to other people.
Actually be a very good just tagline in the show, come to think of it.
That's just me.
That's just me. It'd be like your confessionals line, and then you could bring it into the rap. Or the singing,
Oh my God.
sing stress verse.
I didn't know I said it that often. I've been told that I have many catchphrases. So maybe I could just, I don't know.
Probably one you say but don't realize you're saying.
Like, yeah. I mean, most of the things I say, I don't realize I'm saying it. There's so many times that I'll say something and then I'm like, oh fuck, I actually said that. Like the other day, someone said to me, look, if you're having a rough time, you can always talk to us. And I turned to them and said, you were the last person I want to talk to. And I was like, well, you've made that very uncomfortable. It wasn't a good time, but whatever. Now we get to the main stage. Hollywood Jade is there, and he's got some weird bowl cut. That's fun.
Yay.
And some Pinocchio hat.
Pinocchio.
I mean, just mainly the color. Kimi Couture is smashing the choreography. No shit,
Yeah,
Sherlock.
expected.
Jada Hudson, how did she do?
I think did they show they showed Fierce Delicious struggling.
Yeah, struggle bus of the century. I think Jada Hudson got it fine because she said that she does dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked pretty fluid. That looked pretty good.
Yeah, she was doing pretty well. And
See,
Giselle's also a
that I
dancer.
hate. This is the bit that I hate. Get me to sing, that's fine. I can sing forever and a day. Get
I'd
me.
enjoy this if I had time.
Sorry.
I'd enjoy this if I had time. I think the whole like learn it the night before thing, nah, that's hard.
I can't dance to save my life. I still remember 3 days before the wedding having a nervous breakdown, being like, Adrian, why are we doing a first dance? Why are we doing this? I wanted to skip this. I don't feel comfortable. Why are we doing this? Can we please not do this? Like, I was so just like, I don't want to do this. And he's like, but it's tradition. I'm like, I don't care if it's fucking tradition. Nothing else that
Tradition.
we've done is fucking traditional. I don't want it. But, it was the one thing that he really, really wanted. So we did it and it was fine.
Think I enjoy dancing, but I'm not like quick. I'm not quick necessarily. If it's hard, like, and for this kind of thing, someone like Hollywood Jane choreographing, I'd be struggling. Yeah. Like, I can pick up easy choreography, but not difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giselle in her All Blacks. Relatable. Like you go.
She was already in mourning. The queen. She
Oh.
knew preemptively. Actually, showed a Jada Shader. She was
Yeah.
an All Black as well.
Yeah. There were so many people, going back to that for a sec, there were so many people in the city in black yesterday. Lauren and I were in black because we were going to see Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
So, you don't wear any other color to go see Phantom of the Opera. It's like the goth musical. So. we're in the workroom, and I think Giselle asks the question. She goes, "What was everyone's favorite part of this competition?" And I think it was Jada Shada Hall. I could be wrong, but she does a season five throwback where she goes, "When you're in the bottom two."
Yeah.
To make you think, I think they kind of figured that she was a threat this whole time.
Yeah.
Her, I'm surprised that they haven't said anything about Vivian, because I truly thought that, I think they all thought that she was going to win Vivian Vanderpuss if it wasn't Giselle.
Yeah, it is surprising she didn't make it to the end.
I don't think they talk about anything else besides that.
Yeah, they
Oh,
didn't really.
wait, they do. Giselle actually turns to Fizzlicious and says, "Mate, good job at turning your storyline around. You've grown up so much. I'm very proud
Yeah.
of you." It is the glow up of the season, just in terms of personality and just point
Yeah.
and just a way of and just approach.
Sorry, and Giselle was the one that like called her out the most as well with that.
Yeah. See, this I think I see myself a lot in Giselle. I will just call them as I seize them. If there's something that's not quite right, I'll be as polite as I can for as long as possible. But if it comes to the surface, then I'm just going to turn around and be like, "Hey, that's unprofessional. That's not cool," or whatever.
Yeah, it was very in that like, no, I'm not letting, like when she called her out on it in that episode, it was very that like, okay, no, I don't stand for that, and I'm not gonna say it's okay. But then like she didn't hound her ever again.
No.
Yeah.
I'm very much of the opinion, say it once.
Yeah,
Have
like
to
say it
say
once,
it again.
make it meaningful,
Yeah.
get your point across, but then just let it go.
Yeah. Might be intense if I'm telling you.
Yeah. I mean for all we know she said something off camera as well. Like we don't know that,
Don't
but what from what
see
we've
the point.
seen.
I don't see the point in, you know, dragging things along, because it just makes it very awkward and whatever. And it just makes it very like you're just walking on eggshells all the time. But I'm very much a type of person, I should only have to say it once. You know how I feel. Feel free to disagree, but I'd prefer that you do agree. And then we can all move on. It's only
Yeah.
awkward for a short period of time, unless you do it again, in which case I'll just give you a friendly reminder. Then we can all move on again until I get tired and then I just don't talk to you anymore. That's
Yeah.
obviously a very extreme scenario, but you know. But overall, everyone is very supportive in the workroom, which is very nice. Very nice to see.
Yeah.
We're on the main stage now, and Brooklyn.
Stunning as always.
Tracy Melchior is beautiful. However, her dress could be better, in my opinion. It's like the green's too bright. Don't get me wrong, green's my favorite color. Green is my favorite color, but I acknowledge that with green it can be crazy. Brad looks cute as always, and once again, Brooklyn is just the one.
Yeah, and Brad and Brooklyn are like semi-matching one another again.
Yeah, are they a couple?
Yeah, they may as well be a couple at this point.
They're always matching each other. They're like a
Yeah.
couple at a wedding.
Right now they are a couple at a wedding. Like
You know
they
what
could be married right now.
I mean? But you know what I mean, though? Like, if you're, well, I mean, you may not know what I mean, but like, if you're going to a wedding with your partner, then you should sort of be matchy matchy.
Yeah.
Like, my husband and I will always check in with what the other person is wearing, and we generally try and make sure that we're like together. Like, we went to a wedding both wearing blue. The last wedding we went to, we were both wearing green. Actually, yeah,
Yeah.
there's only been one time that we I think there's only been one time that we've been contrasting colors.
I feel like right here they're giving either bride or groom, or they're giving already married couple going to the Academy Awards.
Yes, agree that one.
Yeah.
Agree. We get to the challenge, and the queens are wearing very similar garments. Do you think that they brought these along with them?
Yeah.
Like, they would have been told, okay, you need to bring an outfit with this color scheme for this purpose, right? Because they look matchy matchy. They look like a girl group.
Yeah, it's sort of a neon theme, isn't it?
Yeah, it's neon, but it's not just neon. It's like, okay, neon greens and pinks and oranges with black, go.
Yeah, it's very specific.
It's really specific. So it makes me wonder if they've just given them that brief before they attended.
Or sometimes they provide them with the looks as well. I don't
Well,
know.
that was the only thing I did. That would be my only other thought.
Yeah, like they could have given them fittings or something with like provided looks. I don't know.
How very interesting. How very interesting. Oh, very
But yeah, they
interesting.
didn't give us that detail this time.
Who did you think did the best in this challenge?
Honestly, Jada Shader and Giselle. I think they stood out the most.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like Jada Shader's choreography was like, maybe they just gave her choreography that suited her the most.
I think that's what they try to do, 'cause like
Like the waving arms stuff she did was and the extended sort of kick things were like they were very on point and just worked like they stood out so well.
yeah.
And then like yeah, and then Giselle's was very like yeah, she just did it with such like a standout poise.
Yeah, agree. Agree.
Yeah.
It was lovely to watch.
Yeah. I felt like yeah, I feel like Fierce Alicious and Kimika too are both good, but they just kind of they didn't stand out as much.
No.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I wonder if the judges will agree. Let's find out in due course.
Coming up.
We're on the runway again now, and the queens are serving us their final, I guess, their coronation looks. We may as well critique all four of them since there's not that many of them. Tell me
Yeah.
your thoughts. One, two, three, go. Oh, wait. Did you want us to go? You critique all four in one go, or we take turns critiquing each of them?
We could probably just take turns critiquing each.
Okay. So, as in, if I say Fierce Alicious, and then we both critique and then move on to the next one?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, cool. All right. Queen one, Miss Fierce Alicious, give me your opinion. Go. Without saying and without saying I don't know. Go. That's a challenge
Gorgeous, stunning, blue, love it.
today. When I said that, your eyes nearly popped out of your head. You're like, bitch, you didn't tell me this. I'm like, well, I'm just giving you a challenge.
No,
If I was Michelle
it was more like, oh no,
Visage.
she didn't. That's what it was, but.
If I was myself, if I was Michelle Visage, I would give you the critiques where I would be like, Sean, we need you to be more decisive or something. You always seem like you know, but you don't know. And we want to know what you know or don't know.
Let me say, she'd be a bit more harsh than that.
Yeah,
But
totally. Yeah.
don't know how she'd word it. She'd probably just be like, we're greedy bottoms. We want decisive meanness. This is
Yeah.
what we want.
I mean, to be honest, it's kind of
Something
how I
like
talk to you now.
that.
Or everyone around me. My guys, make a decision. One, two, three, go. Oh my God, you still haven't made a decision. Please make a decision. Can't handle it. I do agree with you. This was gorgeous. This was more of like a royal blue versus a sapphire blue together. The contrast of blues was stunning.
Yeah.
The lipstick was gorgeous. The lipstick was more like a rouge. And I loved her wig. I've never seen anything like that. The hair kind of looked like rose petals or something with the glitter on the edges. It was just beautiful.
Yeah, from the back, it's literally a flower, I think.
You know what she looked like? She looked like a girl on the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah,
Can I
when she
buy a
turns
vowel?
around, it is a flower, I think.
Oh, can I buy a vowel, please? Like, it was so beautiful.
Yeah, it's stunning.
Okay. Now, next queen, Kimi Couture.
I like it. I mean, it's one of those ones like I like it. It's high, it's well done up, but it's still superhero.
Okay.
It's the only thing. I'm like, she could have done a full length gown, but yet again, I guess showing leg is like part of her aesthetic, so I don't know, maybe you could justify it, I guess. But I like the whole beard, that beard thing, not beard, the chin
Chin
thing she has
piece.
on, the chin piece, that's it. The chin piece she has on. But yeah, it's not my favorite. I'll just say that. It's not my favorite. Don't hate it, but it's not my favorite.
Okay. I hated it. I love the chin piece. I wish the makeup was stronger because what I have found with Kimi Couture that I don't actually think I've said before, the makeup is always weak on the lip. And so I think what happens with this particular look, I'm going to say that and then rewind back and then I'm going to be like, "Oh, actually that's not necessarily the case." But the last few looks, I recall that I've lost her mouth a few times. And the issue I have with this chin piece, it brings you straight into that, like that's the focal point, the chin, like the lower half of the face. And it, I think there just needed to be a bit more contrast. I feel like what I'm getting at, I feel like the drama of the chin piece, the earrings, the ostrich feathers, the color, the makeup needed to be more forthcoming to make all of those elements balance out because I feel like there wasn't enough. It was like a game of tug of war where you had four people on one end and one person on the other.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And also I feel like the shoes were very pedestrian. They're very clunky, very, oh, I'm gonna go to, I don't know, a bar with my girlfriends to introduce them to this guy that I'm seeing.
Ladies' night.
Or brunch
Ladies'
or
night
luncheon.
drinks.
Actually, they're luncheon shoes. They are luncheon shoes.
Yeah.
I don't think it needed the feathers, to be honest. I think there were a bit too many ideas. There were too many ideas given the lack of outfit. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Like you've got ostrich feathers, you've got some tassels, you've got clunky shoes, you've got neon hair, well, not neon hair, but you've got like I guess they call this like a mint green. And like this crinkle cut, like I don't know what you would call it. It's like
It kind of gives me teal a little bit. Or maybe it's a light teal.
this is more like a mint because it's really watered down with a heap of white, where
Yeah, probably.
teal is more like a blue green, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, well, I used to wear teal every day. I remember it. Yeah, it's a bit darker.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it had potential, but this doesn't scream to me winner.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. It's like, yeah.
And I think, to be honest, mint is a beautiful color. Don't get me wrong, but when you're wearing it, it is a lot. It is a lot. So when you've got that in the hair and that the monochromatic in this of this outfit, I think there was just too many ideas for very little outfit.
Yeah. I agree with the makeup too, actually. Like, looking at it up close, it looks good, but it just needed to be more for the distance.
Yeah, you've got to kind of paint, like obviously everyone has their own like makeup. Like you can, I'd like to think that I wear different makeup all the time, but I mean, I do have the same sort of bones that like the way that I do my face is a particular way that I do it. But when you're on stage, it has to be stronger. Has to be stronger because you have to, people in the back of the room have to be able to see it. That's why when you
Yeah,
go to like
lighting.
I worked for a dance school for a while as a music teacher there, and all the kids were always in makeup. And the reason why is because they need to be able to see the kids' faces at the back of the room. So I just think it's a bit too subtle. And especially when you've got a color like that, like it's a pastel, but it's a really, really strong color. You need
Yeah.
something to balance it out.
You have to know how it's going to look like in heavy lighting.
Yeah, this
So
color
that.
needs support behind it. Because if you've just got like light makeup, they it's just outweighed by this other mint color.
Yeah.
That's just me. Oh wait, I do say that quite a bit. That's fun. Just my opinion.
Like, that's just what I think.
Yeah.
Just gonna vary it now every time.
Well, you know, I
And
flag
that's my
it.
thoughts.
I think the reason why I feel the need to flag it now that, yeah, it makes sense that I do say it a lot now because I know my taste is very different to a lot of other. I mean, look at my fucking wedding. My taste was very different to. I've never been to a wedding like mine. Not to say that it's better, not to say that it's worse, nothing like that. It was just different because my taste is different. But, you know, I mean, I studied art. So I kind of know how I know basic color theory. So that's where I'm sort of just like, I don't know. I think there was too much competition with what she was wearing and yet not enough outfit.
Yeah.
I don't know. There were too many ingredients on the plate. I don't need every, yeah, I don't know. That I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Next look.
Shader.
This is how I would do color. This is how I would do monochromatic, darling.
Yeah,
Okay.
I love this color.
Oh. Do you want to tell me specifically what you think of this look? Oh, wait. Oh my God, I jumped ahead. I jumped ahead. I jumped ahead. Sorry. I jumped ahead. Sorry. I jumped ahead. You know what I did?
Did you jump to Giselle?
Yes, I jumped to Giselle.
After I literally said Jada
No, you know what happened? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've got it playing in the background and I forgot to pause it. I'm sorry. Okay, look, talk about Jada Shada Hudson. Go.
She's given us. Is it Scarlet Red?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Scarlet red.
This is a scarlet red resting on a like a burgundy,
Yeah.
a true red burgundy and black. So I think,
Sparkly.
yeah, so I think it's got a, I think it's like a black silk underlay with beading and it might be lace. It might be a type of lace that's been
Yeah.
over the overlay is like a, the scarlet red with some beading. This dress is gorgeous.
Yeah, I agree.
I think this is how I think I'm not saying this silhouette because if Kimi Couture came out with something like this, I think it would swallow her whole, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I think this is how you do monochromatic, where you can have an all the same, like you're constantly repeating the same color. However, it's different shades of that color. And it's spread throughout the whole look. So she's got the look. I hate the earrings. I will say that because I have seen these earrings so many fucking times.
Yeah, up close I hate the earrings. Up from a distance they're all right. But
These,
yeah, when you see them up close they look cheap. But yeah, they match the dress though.
I think these are standard drag race earrings that they just have
Yeah.
in the stock room because they
Stock room.
always have them. Even Fierce-Alicious had similar earrings.
Just got them out of the stock room.
True, I think that's the case because they're always the same.
Probably, yeah.
But yeah, she's got the same, you know, it's this to me, like red is a very easy color to do this with, but you know, she's picked one color theme, which is fine, but then she's allowed it to she's allowed it to travel through that theme has repeated. So it's not just a red dress with a red lip. You've got a red dress that has multitude of dimension and texture. Then you
Yeah.
have this red lip that actually matches the overlay of like this. I think it's a satin over the top, actually, more that I look at it. And also what she's done is, as much as I hate the earrings, as much as I hate the earrings, she's got these, I'm not too sure what they call these sleeves. They're like a balloon cuff sleeve, I think. I could be wrong. But then all, and they're very, what I'm getting at is she's also thought about shape, where she's got this beautiful hourglass figure. And then she's also added that to the arms. So there's like this curve, but then she's also implemented the curve in her earrings where that is round as well.
Yeah, I'm noticing that too. Yeah, it's like the same pattern on all the dress as well with the earrings are.
There's shape and dimension, even the back line, like the neckline at the front, it's like a sweetheart neckline that's off the shoulder. You go to the back, and that's also got a curve in the back. Her hair is coiffed, so then that has a curve, so then it complements everything else.
Oh, her ring is the same as her, like her ring on her hand is as well, is the same as her earring
Yeah,
as well too.
and the dye and the stoning that's in the dress, she's also got that under her eye. This is how
Yeah.
you do monochromatic.
Yeah, and it's not overdoing it as well. Like
No.
it's still subtle enough.
This is the type of look, the way that you should approach, again, my opinion, it's just me, but when you're doing design, whether it's you wearing something or whether it's you doing in, I mean, I guess I'm doing a lot of interior design at the moment, so but what a lot of it is kind of putting down an idea and then introducing another idea and then adding and taking away as you go, as opposed to just going out and going, okay, I need to red this, red that, red that, red that, red that. Like, this looks to me as though there's a lot of thought, even though I hate the earrings,
Yeah.
it still works. It works. It doesn't look bad. I just don't like the earrings because I've seen them before.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful.
Yeah, she did good.
Yeah, red's a great color.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just complements the skin tone too.
Yeah.
I've not skipped ahead now.
And now we're up to a
Okay, tell me what your thoughts are. Giselle Lullaby.
Oh, stunning.
This was the best look.
Yeah, it was the best by far.
Is also how you do. This was. I mean, let's walk through this. So we've got more of a trumpet style dress. Trumpet style is very similar to mermaid, but the bottom is bigger. And it's not as stiff on the bottom. It's a lot more loose. The ripple in this fabric that just side sweeps onto her hip. And then you have this like chiffon material. I think it's chiffon over the top. It's like a rose gold, rose pink combination. The hair matches the swivel and the curve on her hip.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's just, what is this? It is so beautiful.
It's sort of like she's managed to be like Greek goddess, like perfection meets like Academy Award winner.
She
Like
looks like
it's.
an ice cream commercial.
Yeah.
I just want to lick her. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? It's mad. Okay.
Yeah.
Just look at the camera and you're just staring down the barrel, just being like,
I'm looking at it at the same time.
oh, okay. I thought you were in mourning. I'm like, dude, our day of mourning is until the 22nd. Come on, save it till then. I know you're devastated. Oh, but I think
Yeah.
Giselle's was the best.
Yeah, it was the best by far.
It screamed winner, and it was unique. Where you could argue You could argue that Jada Shada Hudson, as much as it was beautiful, we have seen this silhouette before. It's a fairly familiar style gown. It's a mermaid gown with a balloon sleeve and sweetheart neckline. But oh, Giselle, I've not seen anything quite like that before. It was just the drop waist was so interesting on this dress as well.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I should get into design. Listen to me.
Yeah, she's basically a statue, even.
Yeah, she reminded me of the Statue of Liberty, which, hey, Statue of Liberty, it's French.
Yeah.
Get from the French.
That's right, yeah, this is French. That wasn't there that Rick and Morty episode where like I think they accidentally knock over the Statue of Liberty and then it actually was like a Trojan horse.
Oh, there's a new episode of Rick and Morty coming out tonight. Have you
Oh, like episode
start?
two.
Yes, episode two. Did you watch episode last week?
Yeah. I love Rick and Morty.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
It's so
As you
good.
know, I fucking love Rick and Morty. Whenever there's a new season of Rick and Morty, I know some people say that the seasons have gone downhill. I do disagree. I think they're just continuing the narrative.
Yeah, same.
I have to say, generally when I watch a brand new episode of Rick and Morty, well, just before a season of Rick and Morty drops, I watch the previous season again because so much
Yeah.
happens in each episode.
Yeah.
And then when I watch the new episode, I generally watch it twice because you miss stuff the first time around. But oh my God, I'm busting for tonight's episode. I can't watch it till my husband comes home.
It's so good.
Yeah. Fucking dickhead. Get home. We get to now, they've done their final runways, and the judges, including special guest judge, who is the guest judge, Sean?
Sarah Nurse,
Sarah Nurse
Olympic
has won
gold
gold.
medalist.
She's won gold in what?
Don't ask me that.
Okay.
She's an Olympian. We could have just left it there.
Well, no, we need to talk about her. What did she win gold in? Google, get your fingers out. Do a
You
quick
had this
Google.
great moment of just summarizing that gold medalist, and then here you are.
Yeah, but I don't want to be like, oh yeah, she won a gold medal. Oh yeah, what does she do? What?
Okay, Canadian ice hockey player. There we go.
Oh, okay. That is the most Canadian Olympian ever.
Yeah, it really
Ice
isn't.
hockey.
Ice hockey gold medalist.
Ugh.
Be funny if actually look on it. Has she actually won gold medals?
Look,
I think she has.
all the judges, including who is our guest judge, Sean?
Sarah Nurse.
Oh, what does she do?
She is a ice hockey player who has won gold.
Where?
In Canada.
Where?
In hockey.
At the Olymp.
The Olympics.
Okay, there we go. When has Canada had the Olympics? Can't remember.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Well,
We're meant to
surely.
be brushing over this, and then you're like, what's their postcode? What street did they grow up in? Why
What's
don't
their
you know,
star
Sean?
sign? What's their rising?
What's
What
their
are
mother's maiden name?
their afternoons? Are they gluten free? Are they vegan?
What kind of allergies do
What's their tax file number? Like, it's
they
all the stuff.
have?
Well, you know, I just think if we have to talk about the person, we need to know something about them. So, you
What are their hobbies and interests?
know. Oh my God. What's their booking agent fee? But anyway, so all the judges, including our special guest judge, who has won gold at the Olympics in ice hockey. There you go. That's how you do it. You do it. Take notes, Sean. That's how you do it.
Yes.
No one is saying that these queens have done a bad job. Everyone is perfect. No one quite knows who's going to win. But I mean, I'm like, dude, internally, I'm just like, if fucking Giselle doesn't win, I'm going to chuck a tantrum.
Yeah. But yeah, it's one of those typical finale formats where they're like, your journey has been amazing to amazing, or yeah.
You've come such a long way since submitting that form online to come on this reality television show.
Yeah, when you came in, we weren't sure, but here you are.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We told you you were shit and you were like, okay. And you came out less shit. And as a
Yep.
result, you're the less shittest here. Good on you.
We weren't sure if you could break grounds, but then you were groundbreaking.
That was a good one. Whilst we didn't think you'd break grounds, you were groundbreaking. Now we're back in the workroom, and all of the previous eliminated queens run in. Were you expecting this? For some reason, I just assumed this wouldn't happen, even though it happens every season, pretty much.
I actually wasn't expecting it. Although then I'm like, oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
again, Fearsalicious gets a compliment for, not being a douchebag at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she gets called fake-alicious at one point.
She does get called fakealicious. I don't miss, from what I could gather watching this, I don't think she was fake. I think she was very real. In terms of what she was saying,
Yeah.
she believed what she was saying, to be truthful. It's as if she was very sulky and just, being a bit of a sourpuss. That's all.
Yeah, same. Actually, I
Fake
don't
is
think she was
saying
fake
one
either.
thing and doing another thing. Like, for example, you saying, oh, I can't stand this person. They're so awful. Next minute, they've been invited to your birthday dinner. You just told me you didn't like them. I know, but I had to. Like, to me, that is fake. Why are you inviting this person if you said that you don't like them and you don't value their friendship and whatever? Things like that just make me puzzle, like just make me confused about who you are as a person. You don't get that far with me if you do shit like that. Because I'm just like, ah, your petty drama's annoying. But yeah, that's what I think fake is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she was just trying to give her a read.
Yeah, but Bombay, fucking hell. Come on.
It wasn't Bombay, it was week two's eliminee.
Illuminate. Oh, Miss Mosu.
Miss Mosey, that's the one.
Yeah, okay. All right, okay, cool.
I like the word eliminee now. I don't know if it's a real word, but I'm gonna use it.
Don't think it is, but
I'm using it now. It's my thing.
Alrighty. They're talking about who was gonna, so I think from what I understand, they're going to have a, well, when I say, I mean, I've watched the episode. What am I on about? We're just recapping the episode that I watched the other day. What the judges are deliberating with the producers, who's gonna be in the top two, and then who's gonna fuck off out of here.
At the back of the stage.
Yeah. Get out of here. You're not gonna win, you scum.
Get out of here and wait to the side stage whilst you don't win.
Yep. Get out of here and watch the two other people that are totally gonna win over you.
You failing bitches.
Yep. Who did you
Just like
think was
that.
gonna be in the top two?
I.
Not assuming that you don't know the result.
Yeah, actually, this part. I mean, yeah. If I'd actually sat to think about it at this point, I probably would have been. I would have assumed Giselle, and then I would have been confused at who's the other two. The other one is. So it would have been like either they're gonna play it as the winner of the this week's episode and make it Jada, or they're gonna make it Fearsalicious and make it the whole competition. That's kind of, that would have been my assumption.
I just assumed it was going to be, well, Giselle was a given.
Yeah.
That'd be stupid. I actually thought Miss Fearsalicious may have had a chance to get through the top two. Because if you just think of track record, Jada Shada Hudson, she was in the bottom twice, and she's kind of just been like, she's been, her journey has been very up and down,
Yeah.
you know. Where Miss Fierce Delicious, yeah, she was in the bottom. Was she in the bottom once or twice?
Think once.
She was in the bottom once, but her trajectory.
Or bottom two once. I think she was in bottom three more than once, but
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, I wasn't
yeah.
sure. I think they liked her storyline of how she was just, getting better and better every single week.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the dark horse of this competition for sure.
Yeah.
They announce that Miss Fierce Alicious and Kimmy Kachua, this is not your time. And the
Yeah.
reason why it's not your time is episode two, you two were paired together. You did nothing but argue, insult each other. And that is not the spirit of Drag Race. We do not tolerate such indifferences. We do not tolerate such anti-camaraderie. And as a result, we have pushed you all the way to the end of this competition to tell you all, tell the both of you that you'll never win. You'll never succeed in life. Now get the fuck off my stage. That's what they said to them.
Like, don't accept an invitation to All Stars because we won't be rooting for you. We obviously won't be judging that competition, but nonetheless, you better decline it because you're both shit. Get off.
Get off. Oh, wait, before I forget, we actually didn't talk about the queen, the eliminated queens walking onto the stage with their potential winners' looks.
Oh
Who
yeah,
was
do we want to critique them?
just very quickly, top and bottom.
I feel like Lady Boom Booms was my favorite.
Okay. Least favorite.
Maybe Oh My Girls.
Yeah, that was pretty boring. I thought Bombay's was very clunky. Fun
Yeah,
idea,
Bomb.
but really clunky.
Sorry, Bombay's. I think I would have really loved if it had. Yeah, if it had, I don't know, yeah, if it had sat nicer or something.
I thought that one
So
was pretty clunky. Halal Bay's one, I couldn't read the message. So I think those two were tied as not being the best for me.
think it
Because
said
again,
stop splashing us. I
what?
think it said stop splashing us.
It did not say stop splashing us. What did you think? Halal Bay,
Yeah, stop
Bay's at the
split.
pool and just like, don't splash us.
Oh, wait, stop split.
Stop
Stop.
displacing us.
Oh, yeah, I can only see the SPLACIN. Oh, yeah, maybe it is misplacing us.
Is displacing us. So it's a powerful message,
Yeah,
but
it's displacing. It's really hard to see the DI.
it's a powerful message, but you don't get to see the full message until she walks right to the end of the stage.
The hard thing is because the DI like round angled, yeah, they're like angled so like you can only see them when she turns.
Yeah.
So it's hard, yeah, it's hard to see the wording. That
Yeah. Stop splashing us far out.
what I saw if I
I
briefly
know that's
skimmed
what you
over.
saw. It was just funny how you sincerely were like, I think it said stop splashing us.
Mean, there could be a deep meaning to that. I don't know. Splashing us metaphorically with meanness.
My God.
Don't know.
I thought those two, I think those two were just a bit clunky. They weren't bad ideas, they were a bit clunky. Miss Vanderpuss was my favorite.
Oh yeah.
And now we move on. So now we're back to what I was saying before. So Kimmy Couture and Miss Vizalicious, they are punished for being turds in episode two of season three of Canada's Drag
Victorias will
Race.
never win Drag Race.
You will never win Drag Race, not on my watch. That's what they say.
Don't you ever fucking bicker in this stage again.
And then we have the final lip sync. We once again have a Celine Dion song as the finale song. This song, I remember it came out when I was in high school, I'm pretty sure. A New
Yeah, I
Day
remember when this came
Come.
out.
This song was huge. A New Day Has
Yeah.
Come. I hated this song when it came out. I hate this song now. I think this song was a stupid song because it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go anywhere.
Look, this was another one of her, like, for the mothers that want to do the cleaning on a Saturday.
Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Fucking Celine Dion. Who did you think was going to win?
Giselle.
As soon as Giselle put the shawl up around her shoulders and looked over her shoulder like it was cold, I was like, oh, she's won.
Oh,
Was
she's.
like, I know that Jada Shada Hudson was emotional. She was genuinely overwhelmed and emotional and genuinely connecting with this song.
Yeah, she did well. But yeah, I think Giselle already impersonates Celine Dion.
Oh, okay.
She said that that was her Snatch Game alternative.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, I think Giselle was like, it's already in the bag.
Celine has a particular way of moving where it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Celine, okay. I have an interesting relationship with Celine Dion. I do not listen to her music. I probably should appreciate her more than what I do, but I had to do so many of her songs in competitions and stuff that I'm just Jesus Christ. Kill me now. Yeah. Giselle was totally the winner. And I felt bad because Jada Shada Hudson was so emotionally connected to this song, where Giselle's like, right, comedy, Celine, turn it on, go. I wish they'd done it all by myself. I know that's not technically a Celine Dion song. It's a cover, technically.
I mean, her other one was a cover as well. What's it called? The Priyanka one was a cover as well.
I Drove All Night.
Yeah.
How is that a cover?
It's a cover.
Of what? Don't
Someone
say I
else's
Drove All
song.
Night. Who sang the original?
Oh, you know the guy that does I always forget his name. That anything you want, you got it. Roy
Oh,
Orbison?
Roy Orbison.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Roy Orbison song.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard it. It's very different. It's good too, but it's different.
Yeah, Roy Orbison's cool.
Yeah.
That song that you just sang, Anything You Want, You Got It. That song was, I'm pretty sure it was released after he died and it became his biggest hit. Isn't that
Oh,
sad?
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roy Orbison was very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we have our winner. Oh, no, we don't. No, we don't. Stop the tape.
Oh, yeah, we have to take a moment for.
Isis Couture comes out to present the crown and scepter to the winner of this season. I thought Priyanka's was next level. This, oh my God. Is this just going to be a constant theme? Every season, the
Yeah.
previous Canadian winner is going to come out in the biggest, the thickest, the craziest look.
I mean, you'd be stupid not to. I think some of the previous winners are probably like, eh, like I had a good run on TV and I already get enough work. I don't care that much. But then, like for these queens, it's like this is your moment. As
Your
if you're not
moment
gonna,
is the end.
like this is real. Like this is your 100% guaranteed moment to be like to make a massive splash.
Oh,
And to
stop
show why
splashing
you
me.
deserved the
Hey,
crown.
stop splashing me.
Ha Hillel said it best.
Giselle winning. Thank God. I know they had to do repeated. I know they had to do multiple endings, which would be so emotionally draining.
Yeah. But
you could see she had like veins popping everywhere, popping in her neck, popping in her forehead. Her eyes were all squinty. She was so legit, just like, fuck, I hope it's me. So, so beautiful. And now we know for sure. I would love to see if there was any footage of the queens that don't win.
I hear footage of Kimmy Couture and...
Well, Kimmy Couture wouldn't have one. Jada Shada Hudson would have one.
Oh, like the footage of them...
The pre-recorded winning, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it would exist somewhere. I don't know. But I don't think they'd ever release it.
Oh, God, no. People get fired.
Yeah. But then you have those seasons where they have, like, multiple winners as well, apparently. Like, apparently, like, Bianca and Adore, they did footage of the two of them winning.
Yeah, Bianca and Adore had one. And Bianca always, Bianca confirmed it a while ago, and she said that she felt really uncomfortable when it happened because it was clear that Courtney was never going to win once they did that, which she disagreed with. She was like, if anyone should have won, it should have been either me or Courtney, not me or Adore, or me and Adore, rather. But yeah, they really had it out against Courtney on that season.
Yeah.
Truly. They just gave her the villain's edit, which is crazy because she's so lovely.
Yeah. Apparently that season they filmed, because you know how they did like an Adore and Lagunja watching the footage of their fight thing? Apparently they did something like that with Bianca and, oh no, not Bianca, with Bendela and Darian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently they went somewhere and watched stuff together, but they just didn't show it.
Maybe they didn't get what they wanted out of it.
Yeah. Might not have been the drama they wanted.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that wraps season 3 of Canada's Drag Race.
Yeah.
Thoughts, feelings, emotions, go. And don't say
No, I can say as much as I want to say
No, you can't. Okay, fine, you can, but hurry up, tell me.
It was good.
Good chat. Are you looking forward to season 4 of Canada's Drag Race? Or do you think we should chuck this in the bin?
Depends when it is.
Okay.
If it's tomorrow. Knowing them, it probably will be. In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks' time, we have Canada's Drag Race, the sequel.
No, they're going to do Canada versus the world first? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder when that will be. It would have to be next year. I don't think it would be this year.
I reckon end of the year. I reckon like right at the end of the year they'll do it.
But UK versus the world wasn't that long ago. We recapped it. We were very delayed in recapping it, but we recapped it.
Yeah. I think we had our most listeners for those ones.
Yeah. Which was crazy because we had the first one out on time and then all the other ones were late. Which, by the way, listeners, we're not going to do that ever again.
Yeah, we are organized people.
We try to be. Well, anyway, good chat, Sean. Good season.
Good chat, Melanie. Good season.
And congratulations to Giselle Lullaby.
Yay.
And Kimmy Couture and Miss Fierce Lucius. Do better.
Good chat, Sean.
Good chat, Mel.